Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. St. Louis City voters will decide next Tuesday whether to increase the city's sales tax by half a cent. The lion's share of the $20 million passage of Proposition P would generate is earmarked for pay raises for police officers and firefighters. The current social climate in St. Louis has made Prop P a controversial issue. Supporters are led by Mayor Lyda Crewson, the opposition by City Treasurer Tashara Jones. They are both with us and will make their respective cases separately. We'll start with Mayor Crewson. Thank you, Mayor, for being with us.
Thank you, Don. Always love to be on the air with you.
And we love having you. Let's begin by asking you to make your best case for Proposition P.
Well, I think, first of all, our police officers and our businesses and our residents deserve to have a competitively paid police department. You probably know that in April, just of 6 months ago, St. Louis County passed a half-cent increase. They have publicly said that some of their officers will get as much as a 30% pay raise. Now, I will say that I think most of your listeners and most of us would at least consider changing jobs for a 30% raise. And so it's important that St. Louis City is able to keep its best officers and also for us to be able to attract new officers. You know, we're 100 and I think yesterday the number was 113 officers short of where we're supposed to be in our budget. And having a 30% pay disparity certainly would not help that. So passing Prop P, we need to have a competitively paid police department, our fire department, but we also have to focus on prevention programs. And Prop P includes $1.5 million for the circuit attorney. It includes about $1 million for mental health and social workers, $1 million for more recreation programs for kids, $1 million for more summer and after-school jobs for young people 16 to 24 years old, and then about $700,000 for demolition of vacant and derelict buildings. So it's a comprehensive approach to public safety that I certainly think it's important today to invest in all of those.
It is multifaceted, but it seems all of the attention is being placed on the police pay issue.
A lot of the attention is being placed on the police pay issue because certainly that's a very important issue. We are at risk of losing our best officers to St. Louis County or one of the other 57 police districts that we have in our region here. But even more importantly, how would we possibly be able to recruit new officers, new good officers, if we have a $10,000 starting salary difference, which is what the difference will be?
Well, you're well familiar with the arguments of those people who are in opposition to the pay increase, basically saying that we're rewarding a police department that has been something of a disappointment, particularly in the last several weeks.
Well, I would say this. You know, the police department, by and large, does a good job for us. They don't always get it right. It's not perfect. But I think when you consider the mostly peaceful demonstrations that we've had and their response to that, I think that we have to figure out how to retain our best officers. And if you want a better police department, if you think that we need more training, which I certainly believe we need more training for police officers, more anti-bias training, more de-escalation training, the way to get that is to invest and make sure that you're able to attract and retain the best officers and that you'll have money available for additional training.
We have an email here from Daniel I'll read to you in this context. Mayor Crewson, you are asking us to support a sales tax increase that will cost people of all stripes and incomes to fund improvements to the police department. In the wake of the Jason Stockley verdict, we saw reports of disturbing conduct. As a voter, I understand the need for competitive pay for cops, but I'm not convinced that we should spend for police force that is, by many reports, unaccountable for misconduct. The accountability issue is what's driving everything, it seems, with regard to the protests and the opposition.
Absolutely. We absolutely need to have a transparent and accountable police department and all city departments for that matter. But so I agree with, is it Jason who wrote that in on your email?
Jason.
So I agree with him on that point. But I also believe that we have to be a competitively paid department. And if we are, you know, we have too much violent crime in this city. We absolutely do. And our police department is focused on that violent crime. But we also have to spend more money on prevention programs. Mm. And I for one, think that's very important.
There is an argument that this will hurt, that an increase in the sales tax will hurt poor people.
You know, sales taxes are regressive. There is no doubt about that. It will be, if you spend $50 at the grocery store, it'll be 25 cents. So it is, I think, important to keep in mind, if there were another way to do this other than sales tax, I think we would go that route. But I think thinking about what our city will look like without a competitively paid police department and a fire department, and without giving our circuit attorney another $1.5 million, and without training programs for recreation programs for young people, I just think that this is worth it.
But in some parts of the city, the sales tax will be up to 12%, as I understand it, if this passes.
Close to 12%.
That's pretty steep.
It is. This is a half a penny.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we have to evaluate this on top of all the other all the other things that we've passed over the years. But I think it's worth it for us to have a competitively paid department and to have these prevention programs.
One of the things that I don't quite understand is the certain amount of money, I think it's about $4 million, that would be raised from out-of-state purchases. Can you explain what that's all about?
Sure. Well, that's the use tax, it's called. And so that's paid primarily or almost all by companies who buy purchases from out of state that they haven't paid state sales tax on. And that's been around for many, many years, probably 20 years. And so when the sales tax goes up a half a penny, so does the use tax.
So is $4 million an accurate estimate of what it's going to raise?
It's 3.9 is what we estimate. And that is primarily the funds that we're using for recreation, for after-school jobs, for demolition and those programs, mental health workers.
There has been also some suggestion by those who are on the other side of this issue that money could be found in the budget to narrow this gap.
Well, this is about $24 million in total when you take the sales tax and the use tax. And the city budget is very tight. We have cut money in the city budget year after year after year because our expenses are growing at a faster rate, frankly, than our revenues are growing. And that includes both sales tax, it includes earnings tax, all of those, because our population is declining. Mm. And we think it's stabilized at this point, but when expenses grow faster than revenues, it always puts you in a really tight pickle. And you know, I would say to folks, well, what would you cut? Would you cut the forestry department? Would you cut the street department? Would you not, you know, plow the roads? I mean, those are the, when you're talking about $24 million, those are the very fundamental services that we need to deliver to our residents.
Have you come up with some sort of an estimate as to what would happen to the current department if, in fact, this doesn't pass? Would you anticipate, for instance, a number of officers in the city leaving for the county?
Oh, I think absolutely. I mean, there have been a number of people talking about that. It's my understanding that there are officers who have applied to St. Louis County or other departments. But I think this would exacerbate it if we had, you know, officers need to be supported and by our voters. And I think most of our voters do support their police department and their fire department. And I think most of our voters support these recreation programs and summer job programs. And so I think we just have to keep the focus there on what kind of city we want to be.
My understanding is that that polls indicate that support is slipping. Do you agree with that? And if so, why do you think that is happening?
You know, I've not seen recent polling in the last few days, but it's my understanding that the polling looks decent, looks pretty good. But certainly, I think we really have to encourage everybody to get out there and vote. If you care about this, this is not the time to stay home on Tuesday. So I would encourage everybody to vote yes on Prop P.
And if it fails?
Vote yes on Prop P.
We have a tweet here I'll read to you. The tax makes sense for a safer city and more police, but not every increase can be based on a sales tax. I think that's a popular notion as well.
I think that is a popular notion. I understand that that notion. Not every increase can be based on a sales tax. But in this case, particularly in the situation that we're in with St. Louis County raising their salaries right now, I think we risk losing our best officers. We risk losing our officers of color, which we don't want to do. And we risk losing those officers who have special special skills, people, lab skills, DNA skills. I think we risk losing those folks because they are in high demand.
What would your response be to, again, the people, and you seem to be the target of this because you're the point person on this in this campaign, to say that, that you're really being tone deaf to the needs of the black community in particular, that this is not their issue. Other things are the main issue at this time.
Well, I think that all of these things are everyone's issue. And I think that we absolutely need a transparent and accountable police department. But the way to get that is not to starve the police department. It is to invest in the police department. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I'm in meetings, I was in the 22nd Ward on Tuesday night this week, and I ask all of them, do you know a young person, a guy or a gal who might want to be a St. Louis City police officer? Please have them apply because we're very, very interested in having a diverse police force. And we're very interested in providing absolutely good, fair, equitable service to everybody.
We have an email from Carol here. She writes, how will the Prop P raise affect pension liability?
It will affect the pension liability. And the amount that's going to each police officer is about $10,000 per officer. About $6,000 of it will be in salaries, and the other $4,000 will be in benefits, which is primarily pensions. So we have accounted for that in this. I mean, we'd love to give officers the identical raise that St. Louis County is getting, but we felt that it was only fiscally prudent for us to provide for the pension costs.
All right. Another email. The email writers are active today. Robert writes, there should be other ways to raise money. What about an increase in the property tax? Then we would be taxing people in proportion to the assets that the police are protecting.
Mm-hmm. You know, we thought about an increase in property tax, but we actually would have to go to the state and get approval in order to do that. And so the urgency of this seemed like really we had to take the sales tax route, which we already had the authority to do. And, you know, property tax bills are going out here in about the next week or two for the December 31st property tax. And they're already going up in many areas. And so it's one of those balancing acts. You don't want to make people's property taxes too high either.
Mm-hmm. We have another writer here who says the Zoo Museum District went to the state to get that approval to raise the property tax. Couldn't the city government do that?
The city government could go to the state, but that would take time, and that would mean that we wouldn't have this for another year or so. And in that period of time, assuming we got it from the state, assuming we could pass it with the voters, in that period of time, how many police officers, how many of our best police officers would we lose to another district? How many of our African-American officers would we lose to another district? Because let's face it, everybody wants a diverse police force.
You can't make any guarantees, however, that the city would be better protected if, in fact, this were passed.
No, but I think it would be fair to say that the city police department will not be stronger. It will be weaker if we don't pass this sales tax. I think that is fair to say.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it at that, Mayor Lyda Crewson. Good luck to you on Tuesday. I know you're working very, very hard to see Proposition P passed, and thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you. Love being on the show with you, Don.
And as I said
and
before,
please vote yes on Prop P.
That's right. I'm a city voter. I'll be at the – no doubt about that.
Thank you.
I'll be at the polls. I'm not telling you which way I'm going to
vote,
but I'll
not.
Be there.
Of course not. Thank
Mayor
you,
Lyda
Don.
Crewson. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.